No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to a Monday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I have been following Nick Nicholson for some time now with Eating Alabama. Him and Jenny go around the state of Alabama and they test out food, go to restaurants. It sounds like a really fun idea. I actually saw a post yesterday and complimented the work that Nick and Jenny were doing. Shortly after, I found out that he actually was related to a friend of mine from a long time ago, Officer Charlie Bradley, who I recognized this past week with his wife April as we started covering the subject of officer suicide. I reached out to Nick and asked him if he wanted to come on the Mark Wyatt Show. And right now, I do have Nick Nicholson on the line with me. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Nick.
Hey, Mark. Thank you for having me. Most definitely. But first, before we get started, let me just want to say thank you for, I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole interview that you have with April, but I just want to thank you for having that with Charlie. My dad and his dad are first cousins, and so I've known Charlie. We're basically the same age, and even though we didn't see each other a lot in older years, family reunions and stuff as a kid, we, you know, hung out together and played around, and we definitely miss him and miss seeing him on family reunions. But like I said, I just wanted to first get that out of the way. Just thank you so much for that time that you gave April and sharing her story and her message that she had about Charlie.
Absolutely, Nick. And I was heartbroken when I found out about Charlie because we did grow up together in Hueytown. And as I messaged you, we did go to church together in Hueytown as well. And he was great friends with some buddies of mine. He's a little bit older. He's about 4 years older. So that means you're about 4 years older than me as well, but I knew he was a great person. And then to find out that news was really heartbreaking. So through my show, I want to recognize difference makers, and I want to share stories, of course, with what you're doing with Eating Alabama. You're helping restaurants, and you are making a difference. I don't know if you realize that, Nick.
You know, it really, it's one of those things that I didn't really realize until really during this, the beginning of COVID. I mean, you know, my wife, Jenny, and I started Eating Alabama, kind of an Instagram account, because we just love dining at local establishments. And when we started it in 2018, is when we actually started the account. But even then, before then, we were always traveling because my daughters both played travel softball. And so we were all over the state of Alabama and really all over the South and our travels with ball. And we've always been the type of people that like to go to local establishments. You know, we want to stay away from chain restaurants as much as we can and really like to kind of dig into the culture of a neighborhood or a town that we're in and, you know, kind of see what they have going on. So that's kind of how it started. And then the podcast kind of branched from that. Me just love talking and hearing the stories of others and being a huge fan of podcasts. It was just kind of a natural marriage of doing what we're doing and being able to sit with chefs and business owners around the state of Alabama. One of the chefs who is a pretty prominent chef in the state, and just talking to him, he kind of said, you know, what you and Jen are doing are vital to the industry. And whether you know it or not, you are part of the industry, even though I have a day job that is not even in the industry itself. The hobby that we have has been giving them a voice and giving them a spotlight. And so that kind of, you know, woke our eyes up to say, you know, we are part of this, whether we want to be or not. And it's our job during this time to try to help and give the opportunity to others who may be able to go to the establishment, the opportunity to do what they can to help support. Because I know a lot of people are going through a lot during this time and still are. I mean, we're starting to see a little bit of the industry kind of coming back, but there's still a lot of struggle in it too. And, you know, we just want to do the best we can, you know, what we can. As little as what we see it is, just do what we can to kind of help out where we can.
I had Fred Hunter on the program just a few weeks ago, and he goes around the state and he recognizes different businesses mm-hmm. around the state, including restaurants. And when I was a restaurant owner, started in 2005, had a business until 2010, guys like Robert Reeves from Channel 19, Fox 6 down in Birmingham came up to my restaurant in Athens. I had a tortilla factory. So I had people from the media coming to the restaurant, and they would, of course, let people know about it. Southern Living came to my restaurant in 2007, and then the story ran May 2008. And I can tell you the restaurant got a big boost when Southern Living ran it in their magazine.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot other than us out there, obviously, but it definitely helps the small businesses. And especially, you know, not just during the pandemic, but one of our goals with Eating Alabama was to try to kind of spotlight some of the small mom and pops in some of these rural towns. Now, that was kind of our plan last year. Our whole summer, we were kind of, because our daughter, like I said before, she played travel ball, but both are no longer playing ball. So we were going to now use that free time that we had to travel the state more. And one of the things that I really wanted to kind of concentrate on was giving those small mom and pops that don't have social media presence, give them, you know, that outlet and to be able to put the spotlight on them to tell others, you know, about what they're doing. Now, like I said, obviously with COVID, that kind of shut down our travels last summer, but we're hoping now that things are starting to loosen up a little more, we're going to try to dive into that this summer.
Well, and unfortunately this afternoon, I saw a post from a restaurant here in Athens, Alabama, that they're closing their doors at the end of this month. I really hate to see that, and I want to try to help restaurants where I can. I want to do the same as you're doing to try to recognize these mom and pops, help small businesses in these restaurants, because I do know the struggle. I went through 5 years of running a restaurant, and it was hard. And my wife came in. She was part of the business, too. And the business, you're married to that restaurant. Right. Any help that you can get from someone like you and Jenny is gold, man. It's helpful to get that word out, because it does bring the customers and it gets people interested and excited about what you're doing. And it makes you feel good about the work you're doing.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, I really appreciate that, you know, that we try to do this as humbly as we can, you know, and but I know that even during normal times, like you said, you know, when you had your restaurant, you didn't have to deal with the pandemic and it was still tough. So restaurants just go through, you know, it's a hard thing to do to run a restaurant just in regular conditions. But then you throw COVID on top of it and it just really has made it tough for a lot of people. We've lost a lot of great restaurants, you know, in the state and Birmingham area too. But we've also seen, and that's this afternoon, I was kicking off my season 3 podcast and recording. We're about to kick it off in March. Will be the first episode of the third season. I was talking to the chef today and we were kind of talking about COVID, and I'm always the type of person that likes to look at the positive side of things. And I know there's, you know, there's so much negativity in this world. I want to look at the positive side, and we know we're going through this. We have to do what we can, but I've been trying to, the people that I've talked to and the guests that I've had, even towards the end of last season, kind of to talk to them about what are the positive movements that's in the industry? You know, what are some things that maybe without COVID would not have come, you know? And there's, you know, a lot of the chefs that I spoke to and business owners, they are positive because it's kind of, you know, it has made them change the way they're doing business. And that's not a negative thing. You know, it's been a positive thing because there's a lot of things, just about every chef I talked to, the curbside type stuff, the family dining or family meal type stuff that we have been seeing, it's probably here to stay. You know, I think even once this is, you know, COVID is in our rearview mirror and we're moving forward and everybody's back to normal, I think you'll still see a lot of restaurants offer that because it's just something that in the past we didn't know was needed. And now we see since the pandemic, we've seen that that's something that can change the industry in itself. And it's kind of helped, you know, those out there to challenge them and to kind of make changes to kind of survive. You know, again, there's some positive side to it.
It's that entrepreneurial spirit, my friend. When people get into business, a lot of people are very resilient. And when they get into business and they have everything invested in it, they're going to come up with ways to survive. Yes. A lot of businesses have. And as you mentioned, unfortunately, there are a lot of businesses who haven't. And we are mindful of them as well. And the sacrifices they made to have a business and then unfortunately to watch it close, I hate that because I was in that boat myself. I do sympathize with those people. At the same time, those who are still going, we want to try to help them. If it's okay with you, Nick, we can take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about how people can follow Eating Alabama and how they can plug in and maybe how they can support the mom and pops, the restaurants around the state of Alabama as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Nick Nicholson with Eating Alabama. Him and his wife, Jenny, do this effort, I would say, this project across the state of Alabama as they go to restaurants. And then they share this through their Instagram page, which has a really significant following at this time. And I want you to be able to follow that as well. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good. A pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and we are talking about food across the state of Alabama. It's Eating Alabama, folks. Nick Nicholson is on the line with me right now. I reached out to him about Eating Alabama and what him and his wife Jenny are doing across the state as they go and recognize restaurants, and some restaurants that are struggling and some that are surviving. And especially during this COVID period, being a big help to these restaurants across the state of Alabama. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Nick.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me again, man.
Glad to have you. And I know that my waistline has increased quite a bit as I've supported restaurants in our area. And I've gone to places as the Mark White Show, had the opportunity to try some really good food. But I don't necessarily think about my fitness as much as I do fitting this food in my mouth.
That's true. I totally understand that.
So how has it been for you and Jenny to go to these restaurants? I know you're getting a lot of different foods here. I'm looking at pictures as we speak, and I'm seeing onion rings and pizza and hamburgers and some really great food. Don't get me wrong. How do you manage this and be able to take in this food but also think about your own health?
Well, I mean, we're kind of in the same boat, I guess. You know, it's kind of like we've tried to do more this year than we have had to do in the past, in the sense, because we're trying to support the local. And now one of the great things is we have a big family. I've got three children. So, you know, anytime we go out to a restaurant, that's three more plates of food that we can take a picture of and post at one, you know, at a later time. But yeah, you know, we try to do our best to eat as healthy as possible, and especially home cooking, home meals. During the weekday, you know, my work, a lot of times I won't get to eat a lunch. So it's just, you know, the work's busy and I may get a snack or maybe a granola bar or some, you know, nuts or something to kind of get me through the day. So, you know, we have our way of balancing things a little bit. You know, obviously, like I said, with the pandemic and stuff, we have, you know, shied away from getting back to the gym. We've tried to do some stuff at home a little more to kind of be on the health side of things, but we've definitely kind of been in the same boat as far as struggling on than we have in the past.
Well, you had the opportunity to splurge a little bit because yesterday it was your wife Jenny's birthday. Saw this beautiful barbecue brisket, fried green tomatoes, grilled Brussels sprouts, and they're actually pretty good.
Yeah. Brussels sprouts is one of those things that I was funny about. Jenny's loves them. She grew up eating them, and she's a big fan of them. But then when I discovered roasted and grilled several years ago, I'm like, I've fallen in love with them now. So anytime you can pan roast or grill or anything like that, I'm on board 100%.
We want people to know all about what you're doing, you and Jenny, as you go around the state. And I do hope that season 3 works out great for you as you make plans for this next season. What is it that you're trying to do again?
Well, we're going to try to get out a little more and try to find some more of the rural areas. You know, being from Birmingham, being during the pandemic and stuff, it's kind of kept us home. You know, we really haven't been able to travel more. So even though we call ourselves Eating Alabama, you know, we have a lot less outside of Birmingham this past year because, again, we were kind of staying local, not traveling, and trying to be as safe as we can with that aspect. And doing more of the, curbside type stuff with restaurants. But our hope and plans is to get back out and do some more, you know, rural. Get on Alabama's, back roads. Our state is just a beautiful, beautiful country from the north to the beaches, you know, from the mountains and all in between. We got a little bit of everything. And there are some great little towns here and there. Years ago, probably about 20 years ago, I had a job where I drove all over the state and pretty much all over the northern part of the state from Birmingham all the way up to the Shoals area and Fort Payne and all that. And I went into a lot of these little towns, and I can remember going to these little diners and these little, sandwich shops. And those are some things that back then I went to, and now I'm wanting to go back, and hopefully, a lot of them are still there. But I'm wanting to kind of get to those little places. And there's one of the guests that we had on our show, actually the last season, the very last episode, we had a guest on the show that was with the Alabama Black Belt Adventures, which is especially an organization who really kind of promotes outdoor living in Alabama, whether it be hunting, fishing, hiking, all that kind of stuff. And they have put together like a, mini tours like you could take for the day. And then just kind of go along this path and you can, find restaurants or stores and shops and stuff like that. So those are kind of the things that we're going to look forward to into this year, is to kind of get off the beaten path and kind of, spotlight some of those small mom and pop places a little more.
I'm a big supporter of tourism, having been a part of the Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourism Association in North Alabama. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, Jefferson County, you've got a lot of restaurants to enjoy there, but as you said, there are places across the state that if you can find the time and you can give them some recognition, that's great too, because tourism has taken a big hit across our state over the past year. And anybody that's involved in tourism, whether they're in the hotel industry or event industry or restaurant industry, they can all tell you that it has been a struggle this past year.
Yes, it has. And that, going back to what I'm saying with some of these rural towns, I mean, again, they're in the regular non-pandemic years that we've had. These are still small towns and they don't have a lot of foot traffic. And so even now, you can only imagine what they're going through today, with less foot traffic and less traveling. And that's something that I've kind of challenged friends and family members and followers on Eating Alabama to, get out. No matter what part of the state you live in, you can drive, an hour from where you are, and you'll probably be in a small rural town. And there's nothing like just getting on a map and just looking up where this town is. And, we have the internet at our fingertips. It's so simple nowadays to just get online, find a little town, find out what restaurant they have or diner or great barbecue joint, and just make a day, take the family, take a Saturday, drive an hour and a half to one of these establishments and just give them your money, get some great food. And, it's just a great time to just get out with the family and share the love of the outdoors and the food industry, that within the state of Alabama, because we have great places no matter where you go.
And Nick, speaking of sharing, I want you to share how people can connect with Eating Alabama. I know you have your podcast, you have the Instagram page, anything you want people to know about Eating Alabama. This is your opportunity to reach the Mark White Show listeners and get them involved with what you're doing.
Yeah, you can find us on the internet. It's www.eatingalabama.net. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. And then our podcast is pretty much anywhere that you can find a podcast: iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. Again, it's on our website, so you know, feel free to to go and binge the last couple of seasons and get ready for season three, and just plug in. And if you're a restaurant or something like that that you know would like to reach out and be a part of the show, feel free to drop me a line. I'm always taking suggestions. We have a rotating list of restaurants and chefs that I want to talk to, but I could always use more. There's so many great places in the state, man.
Well, Nick, I appreciate the work that you and Jeannie are doing with Eating Alabama, and I do hope that people who are listening right now will follow your podcast, follow you on Instagram, and, as you mentioned, support these restaurants across the state of Alabama. There are a lot of them to support.
Yeah, definitely. And Mark, let me just say this, too, to your listeners. I've kind of said this on our on the podcast and on our Instagram account, but if you do go out to an establishment or if you do the curbside, and you can afford to tip more, please do so. That's one of the things that I really kind of pushed at the onset of it. And a lot of times you don't typically tip when you're picking up to go food, but I challenge the listeners to just do so. I mean, just give a little extra if you can. Ever since this has happened, you know, we tip. I've always been a big tipper to begin with, and I tip a little more. And then I've never really tipped for dine out or, you know, carry out. But every time we do pick up something, I'm making sure to throw a tip in there because, like I said, it's just a little extra. And if you can't do it, that's fine. Don't get me wrong. I don't think everybody is in the position. But if you have a little bit in your pocket, give it to them because, you know, the industry is really going through a lot. And a lot of these servers and waiters and even the staff, you know, the chefs and cooks, they've taken cuts in pay. And, you know, obviously with less foot traffic, they're definitely taking cuts in tip money too.
Those are good thoughts, Nick. And I appreciate you being here on the show. And again, we want to recognize and honor Officer Charlie Bradley, who was a relative of yours. And I appreciate the fact that you mentioned Charlie, that you were connected with him. And I hope you will get to listen to the podcast. April did a great job. And she had a lot of courage and bravery to be able to have that conversation with me. But we do want to honor and recognize the service of Officer Charlie Bradley.
Yeah, and like I said, I thank you again. I'll probably get a chance to listen to it more at work tomorrow. That's usually my podcasting listening time. So I'm going to definitely dig into that a little deeper. And I'm so glad that you gave April the opportunity to come on the show and talk about it.
Nick Nicholson, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today with Eating Alabama. I encourage people to go to eatingalabama.net and find you on Instagram as well. And I appreciate you and Jenny and your family. And I hope that you have a great third season. Stay safe and just enjoy yourselves as you go and continue to eat at these wonderful restaurants across the state of Alabama.
Thank you, Bart. Thanks so much again for having me on. Keep up the good work, man.
All right, buddy. Folks, you have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and I've been talking to Nick Nicholson with Eating Alabama. Of course, you can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and you can also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. Go check these restaurants out. Support your community. Support your neighbor. That's the message here is to find opportunities to support each other. And I hope that you will share this show with your friends, your family, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show as we recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody, this is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine.
Hey everyone! I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane! One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So, if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.